Baruch Hama Boyim, to another week of Parsha Insights. I know you think that I waited just for you to start when you show up. Maybe it's true. Baruch Hama Boyim, to another week of Parsha Insights. Parshas Nasai. We haven't had a shir for a couple of weeks, so it's wonderful to be back. We're not in the Heichal, as I said a moment ago. We're in Gan Ariel. Wonderful to be here. So whether you are listening and here live in Gan Ariel, or you're hearing the recording as it's being said, or you'll be for the many who hear it when it's sent down, hopefully we'll get chizuk from Parshas Nosay, and it will enhance our Shabbos Kodesh, say over the Divrei Torah, hear the words coming out of my mouth, share it with people, and make Shabbos Kodesh something that Ezras Hashem is even more meaningful to each and every one of us. Parsha Insights is L'zecher Nishmas U'le'ili Nishmas. Leon ben Rachel, I first usually say Rachel Bas Serina and Leon ben Rachel. That's the order that we usually say it. And may it Bez Hashem be in Eli for their neshama tahiras. Somebody made a comment that they heard different shiurim over Shavuos. They weren't able to write it down. They were wondering, Luke, can we say any of the things so that we'll be able to have it recorded? Some of those things, some taken from this year we had for women the second day, will Be'ezus Hashem be repeated. But I do want to tie it into Parsha Insights, Parshas Nasai. If you take a look in the Parsha, we have perhaps the most, or certainly one of the most famous things that we're familiar with, and that's, of course, Birchas Koyanim, where the Pasuk says, Yevarechocha Hashem v'yishmerecha, Yor Hashem pona v'lecha v'chunecha. If you're looking inside, take a look. Parshas Nosai, Perek Vav, beginning with Sukkim, Chav Dalet, Chav Hei, and Chav Vav. All I'm doing, reading to you the words of Birchas Kayanim. Mayra V'Rabbeisai, we say this every day, but we do have Duchening and Birchas Kayanim a number of times throughout the year, of course in Eretz Yisrael, and in some different select places, even here in America, it's actually said each and every day. What an incredible, incredible, powerful, powerful brachos these are. And I hope that in the shir tonight, Parsha Insights, Parshas Nasai, I want to tie it into the Parsha, these tzukim, but I also want to tie it into some lessons that we just had with Shavuos, Tovshin Peivav, which we just finished, Be'ezus Hashem, may all of our tefillos be answered, and use that as a springboard for Be'ezus Hashem, it gives them the summer. So just to repeat the game plan again, we're going to base it on these tzukim, in Parshas Nosai. We're going to tie it into some of the things that we said on the Shavuos that we just had, and hopefully use it as direction for the upcoming months. Once again, the Psukim we are all super familiar with. Yevarechocha Hashem v'yishmerecha. Yor Hashem pona v'elecha v'chunecha. Yisar Hashem pona v'elecha v'yaseim l'cha shalom. Very familiar with Birchas Kohanim. What I'd like to try to do is to take, those are basically, not basically, they are three separate psukim. I'd like to take each one and tie it into a different lesson, and maybe that could be something tangible and practical we could, Be'ezus Hashem, take with us for the upcoming months. The first one, Yevarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. Yevarechecha Hashem, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu bless each and every one of us. Obviously, if you have the bracha from Hashem, there isn't anything more that a person could ask for. You ask somebody for a bracha, the great bracha, Yevarechecha Hashem, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of all bracha, give you a bracha. But then it says, V'yishmerecha. V'yishmerecha, and may it be, or may the blessings be safeguarded. May you safeguard, may it safeguard, may there be a shmira. Most interpret this word of Yishmerecha to mean, may it be a shmira and safeguarded from you. In other words, the brachos that you're given, whichever and whatever those brachos may be, and certainly if it's in term of material brachos and parnosa and different items to help you in your avodas Hashem, may they be safeguarded. In other words, in a very practical and real sense, they shouldn't be robbed from you. They shouldn't be stolen or taken from you. Nothing should happen to those brachos v'yishmerecha. May they be safeguarded that nothing should happen to them. A number of years ago, we gave a different explanation, and we said, v'yishmerecha, that it should be safeguarded from you. In other words, sometimes a person has the brachos, but they steal, the literal translation means may they not be stolen by someone else from you. But we also gave a pshat v'yishmerecha, may you not be the one to steal them from yourself. Don't rob yourself. V'yishmerecha, safeguard yourself. Don't steal from yourself, but rather safeguard yourself. And obviously what that means, not to steal from yourself, to safeguard the brachos, is that a person should not sell themselves short, shouldn't settle for 10 cents on the dollar, shouldn't go ahead, and as we've said many times on the Kotzker Rebbe, just touch the tip of the mountain when they could be alois behar. Don't rob yourself. Don't steal from yourself. But there is inherent greatness. How many times have we said over from the great Mashkiach of Mir Reb Yeruchim, woe is to the person who doesn't know their chesroinus, their fault. If you don't know your fault, how are you ever going to properly change and improve? But oy vavoy vavoy to the person who doesn't know their milas. If you don't know your innate greatness, if you don't know what you could accomplish, then a person is robbing from themselves. A person is stealing from themselves. And maybe that's an explanation as well. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give each and every one of us all the brachas that we need to help us accomplish. Yivarechacha Hashem, Yivarechacha Hashem v'yishmerecha. Don't let us rob and steal from ourselves. In the shir that we gave on Shavuos for the women, the second day Shabbos afternoon, we opened up with a mechilta, and I'm sure when you referenced a number of pshatim, I have no doubt that this was one of the ones you were referring to. I want to tell you in advance, it is one of the most fabulous, fabulous pshatim I have ever seen. I taka want to give credit to Yedidi v'Rav Chavivi, Reb Avram Buxman, for privilege that right now he's hearing the shir live, and this is something that he shared with me. And it is something I feel is spectacular, so much so I feel that this mechilta and his hesber on it should really be something that everyone should live with. This is what it means, not just v'yishmerecha, but we're trying to find a way that you don't rob from yourself. You don't sell yourself short, but you safeguard and treasure what you have. And I think this mechilta and his explanation is the answer. The Mechilta says on the Pasuk, V'chol Amrayim Es HaKadosh, because we have so much to cover tonight, the Ezra's Hashem will say it rather quickly, but the point of the Mechilta is, Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, speaking about the great praise of Klal Yisrael, it says, She'kesh'omdu kulam l'fnei Har Sinai Kabbalas HaTorah, we all stood at Har Sinai, and we accepted the Torah, you heard the Shabbos afternoon, the most extraordinary things happened. Five of them primarily. Magid Shaloi Haya Bahem Suman. Anyone who was blind physically was no longer blind. Melame Shaloi Haya Bahem Ilman. We also know that anyone who was a mute and did not have the ability to speak with a proper Kabbalah Satayra, they were now able to speak. As well as melamed shelo hayu bahen chershin, no one was a cherish, no one was deaf. Although there may have been many people who suffered from the inability to hear with Kabbalah HaTorah, they were able to hear. Number four, melamed shelo hayu bahen chigrin. Although there were people who were lame and had certain physical disabilities that couldn't walk, with Kabbalah HaTorah, when they were mekabel the Torah, that disappeared as well. And finally, melamed shelo hayu tipshin, if there were people that were lacking intelligence, that was gone as well. Close your eyes and imagine the words of the Mechilta, a praise of Klal Yisrael, that when we were mekabel the Torah, Kabbalah HaTorah brought about that those who were blind were no longer blind. Those who were mute and those who couldn't hear, no longer. Those who were lame and lacked intelligence, once again, no longer. Everyone was healed from their physical ailments. And of course, there are psukim that show us exactly that. How do you know that there was no longer any suman blind? Because the pasuk says, "V'chol ha'am royim es hakos." V'chol ha'am royim. Everybody saw. How do you know that there was no longer the inability to speak? There was no longer mute? Because the pasuk says, "Vayanu kol ha'am yachta." Vayanu kol ha'am. Everyone answered. And how do you know there was no longer death to Ahoyu Behen Chershin? Because the pasuk says, Kol Asher Diba Hashem Nase Vinishma. Vinishma means that everyone heard there was no longer anybody who was deaf. How do you know there was no longer anyone who was chiger, physically lame, and the inability to walk? Because the pasuk says, Vayisyasu Bisachnis Ahor. We stood, all of us together by the mountain. And obviously it's an indication we stood on our own 2 feet. No one was lame any longer. And how do you know there was no longer anyone who's tippish, who was lacking intelligence? Because the pasuk says, Atah hayrei soladas, Atah hayrei soladas. Everyone had das. A stunning, stunning mechilta, ayin shum, as we just explained it twice. So Baram wants to explain so beautifully, because really we want the mechilta to apply to everyone. But if someone wasn't suffering from these physical ailments, they could see and they could speak and they could hear and they could walk and they had intelligence. So then how did Kabbalah Satayr relate to he or she? We weren't dealing with a person that everyone had, each one. So how is it that the concept is applicable to everyone? Even someone that Baruch Hashem didn't have any of the 5 ailments we just mentioned. So he says so beautifully, if you really think about it, most of us, I can't say most of us, maybe I could say many of us, at different times, but you have to be willing to hear what I'm about to say. You heard it already on Shabbos. You have to be willing to be real. Many times we do suffer from some of these ailments, albeit not in the physical sense, but certainly in the spiritual sense. Can you tell me that you never suffered from sumen, meaning from blindness? Can you tell me that there weren't moments that we were not that suma? Again, I don't mean in the physical sense, but in the spiritual and emotional sense. Weren't we ever blind? And I'm just adding a sentence or two to what he shared with me. Weren't we ever a suma or blind to people in our lives? Or to people that used to be part of us, that used to be on our radar, that we used to have the time for? Now so many things have changed and etc. Whatever it might be, tons of excuses. You're telling me we've never turned a blind eye, as the expression goes, to people in our lives that we should be paying more attention to and seeing their plight? You've never been a suma in an emotional, spiritual sense? And then it speaks about a person who is a cheresh deaf. Maybe there are times that a Rebbe, a Rav, our Menahel, one of our Gedolim, they're trying to tell us something, and instead we turn a deaf ear. We don't listen. And by the way, maybe I could say closer to home, maybe it's our parent. Our parent is trying to tell us something from their tremendous knowledge or years of experience or whatever it might be. You can say that we have never suffered from being a cheresh, someone who turned that ear off and became deaf to a message that a Rav or the Gadol or a parent, or maybe a spouse was trying to share something with you. You're going to tell me that we have never suffered from being illmen, from being a mute? You have never been an elame? How many times does a person get bullied? And you and I know good and well that we should be coming to their defense, and instead we don't. Or maybe perhaps we should be paying somebody a compliment or saying something that could change the trajectory of their day.
How much does it take already? One comment? One word? To make the person feel recognized and validated and acknowledged and somebody cares about them? Can you or I say we've never been in Elaine and remain mute?
It speaks about chigrin, people who are physically lame, but maybe sometimes we have been slow walking. There's something that it would have been the right thing to do. We should have responded with zrizus, alacrity, and instead we decided, why should I do it today when I could push it off until tomorrow? Isn't that something we can relate to? And maybe the last one might be something that you might smile, but if you're smiling, it's only because you're thinking about somebody else now and not yourself. Tipshin, foolishness, lacking intelligence. Haven't there been times that we've said something that we should have never have said, and the words rendered us a tippish? Foolish words that the timing was terrible, the way it was said. This one hardly needs explanation.
The Mechilta is telling us the praise of Klal Yisrael, that when a person comes together for a true Kabbalah HaTorah, and they're willing to take upon themselves everything that the Torah wants from them, then although if you're taking a real look at each and every one of us ourselves, there are times we have been that Suma, and we've turned the blind eye. There are times we have been that Cherish, and we chose not to listen. There are times we have been that Elaim, and we didn't speak up. Why not? There are times we have been that Chiger, and we didn't do what we should have, when we should have. We didn't make the call. Wow, had I done it at that time, it would have made all the difference in the world. And certainly sometimes we behave without the das and the tippish, but the beauty of a Kabbalah HaTorah is that it removes the Suma, it removes the Chiger, it removes the Elaim, it removes the Cherish, it removes the tipshus. Now that is a lesson to remember. And maybe that fabulous pshat, which I'm so grateful that you shared with me, I think it's one of the finest explanations, is a way to understand the word in this week's parasha. Yivarechecha Hashem, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestow upon us all of the brachas that we need, those that will help us in avodas Hashem. V'yishmerecha, don't rob yourself. Don't steal from yourself. Whoever it is that's hearing these words, as we said in the Gan Ariel, live now or when it's sent out, don't rob from yourself. What does one do? They remember that clinging to the Torah, living the life the Torah speaks about, can remove the being blind and the lame and the mute, etc., all five things that we spoke about. And when you do that, v'yishmerecha, you're not robbing from yourself. You're not selling yourself short. You're taking the brachas from Hashem and utilizing them to their maximum. We don't do it every day. And sometimes we get into a rut. That's true. But at least remember this explanation. This explanation of the Mechilta is a way, the Yishmerecha, not to rob yourself. The next pasuk, Yor Hashem Pona Deilecha Vichunecha. We speak about Hashem should go ahead and illuminate his countenance and give us chen, graciousness. I must tell you, and you've heard from me on many occasions, that this bracha of chen, nesias chen, is from the most powerful brachas that we can possibly bestow upon someone. Did you ever notice how in Birchas HaMazon we say, v'nimtza chen, v'seichel toiv, speaking about seichel toiv, da'as, the opposite of tipshus. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu find us to be chen. May he grant us the chen. May people find. It's one of the most powerful, powerful, powerful brachos. It's a sense of chen, a sense of graciousness, a sense of charm. And that brings me to the next shot that we said over from the Heiliger Shem Mishmuel. Zechus HaYagun Aleinu. In fact, if you heard it on Shavuos, I actually challenged the Olam in each of the Minyanim that we said it over, and I think it is an absolutely spectacular pshat. We explained that Amalek came and battled us in Rephidim. Why was it so important to know where the battle took place? So, of course, Chazal tell us that Rephidim is a makeup of the words, Sherofu Yedeya Min HaTaira. They weakened us in Torah learning. Now, I will just say as an aside, tangentially, if a person had a chance this past week in the Hamudiyah newspaper, there's the Inyan magazine. And in this past week for Shavuos in Inyan magazine, I had the privilege to write a Dvar Torah. And I hope people found it, if you read it, to be inspiring. It was called Transformation Through Torah. If you haven't had a chance to read it yet, then take these words that are coming out of my mouth as an invitation to find the magazine, find the newspaper. In the beginning, I wrote an article, Transformation Through Torah, on these very words, Sherofu Yudeyem Min HaTorah, and I hope you find it to be inspirational. However, the Shem Mishmuel addresses another question, and he says, Sherofu Yudeyem Min HaTorah is explaining that they battled us, they weakened us in our Torah learning as we were en route and on the way to Har Sinai. But if you heard the sentence that just came out of my mouth, the question is so obvious. We didn't get the Torah yet. We weren't yet at Har Sinai. There was no Kabbalah HaTorah yet. So how could Amalek attack us en route to Har Sinai before getting the Torah? Sherofu Yudeya Min HaTorah. They weakened us Min HaTorah. We didn't get it yet. As I frek the Shem Mishmuel, Zechus HaYagun Aleinu. So he says such a powerful pshat. Sherofu Yudeyem Min HaTorah certainly does not mean, and you could say, by the way, that in Moro we did have a few of the mitzvahs. We had Paraduma, we had Shabbos, we had a judicial system. But surely when it speaks more about Sherofu Yudeyem Min HaTorah, it's not just referring to those few. So the Shem Mishmuel says so beautifully, Sherofu Yudeyem Min HaTorah does not mean that their goal at that point was to weaken our intensity in Torah learning. We didn't get it yet. But rather, Sherofu Yudeyem Min HaTorah meant that they wanted to go ahead and to remove our eagerness, our zeal, our enthusiasm, our hislavos, even before getting the Torah. In fact, it says about Amalek, Asher Karcha Baderech, literally means that they chanced upon you in the way, but karcha etymologically is the word kar. Kar means cold and apathetic. They understood in a nutshell, Amalek did. Even before we got the Torah, they wanted that initial commitment of ours to be lacking the vivaciousness, the positivity, and the enthusiasm. How many times have we said, Rabbi Sai, I didn't say it's easy. I didn't say it's not with its challenges. But if a person is going to give something over in a funereal way, as if it's an ole and a burden, and it's so difficult, and it's so impossible without any of the geschmack, the eagerness, the zeal, the enthusiasm, what chance does a person stand? What chance? Memela Amalek, even before it came to are actually getting the Torah, the first thing that Amalek wanted to do was Sherofu Yudeyem Min HaTorah means they wanted to weaken our initial approach towards Torah, remove the eagerness, remove the zeal, remove that anticipation. You know, if a person is not happy in their job,
And if a person views everything as a burden, if a person feels that everything is so incredibly difficult, then how are they ever going to enjoy it or pass it on to others? That, in a nutshell, is what Amalek attempted to do. And that's why it's a topic that we speak about so often. Obviously, everyone on their own level tries to create that environment for themselves and for their family. But don't let it be that Amalek seeps in. Certainly, we've said many, many times, we should convey the aura. What is it that gives us the zeal and the eagerness and the enthusiasm? It certainly must be in things of Torah, not Chalilah, just the opposite. I saw so beautifully, we often say that if you ask the gematria of Amalek, it's 240. And we've said in this share countless times that 240 is the word safek, samach pei kuf, which is doubt. When you let the doubt get in the way, should, I did, I didn't, I, Amalek is 240 and safek is 240, because Amalek represents they want you to live in that state of doubt. But there's a beautiful gematria that's brought down that you're right. It's those letters of Samach Pei Kuf. Don't use the nekudais of Safek. If you just put different nekudais instead of Safek, the word becomes Sipuk. Sipuk. Excellent. Excellent. Samach Pei Kuf is the word Sipuk. Amalek is 240 and Samach Pei Kuf is 240, but it's the word Sipuk. Sipuk means a satiation, when a person feels full. Now, don't get me wrong. There are times that Sipuk is a big bracha. You wish somebody Sipuk HaNefesh, like Archavas Hadash. In other words, they should feel content. They should be at ease. They shouldn't suffer from fear, depression, and anxiety. But when it comes to Ruchnius, when it comes to spirituality, don't have Sipuk. Sipuk means I'm satiated. I'm full. You know who talks that way? Esav. Esav from the word asui. Asui means I'm made, I'm complete, sipuk, I'm satisfied. That is Amalek. That is Esav, the Lashon asui. Who's the nemesis of Esav? Yosef. Yosef is etymologically from the word lehosif. What does lehosif mean? To add, to grow, to do things more, zeal, enthusiasm, excitement, positivity, vivaciousness, with the bread, with the hislavus. Amalek does equal 240, which is Samach Pei Kuf, but it's the word sipuk. When it comes to spirituality and a Torah lifestyle, don't let there be sipuk, that you feel full, satiated. I'm okay, I don't need any more. That's mamish esav miloshon asoy. In fact, I once said over, actually we said a number of times, from the great Kloiseberger Rebbe Zechusiyah ben Aleinu, words he says at the end of Aleinu, it says, Bashamayim mi ma'al ve'al ha'aretz mitachas, a reference to Hashem being both upstairs and in this world. But he says so beautifully, Bashamayim, when it comes to inyanim of shamayim, which means ruchni spirituality, mi ma'al. Look for someone that has more than you. Look for someone who's above you. Don't be satiated, and you'll strive to be like them. Al ha'aretz, when it comes to artzius gashmius materialism, mitochas. Look for people who have less than you, and realize how satiated you should be. So satiation, sipuk, is good when it comes to the gashmius, but when it comes to the ruchnius, sipuk means that I'm not satisfied, I want more and more. How does one create an aura of wanting more? By removing Amalek, trying to do things with a zeal, an eagerness, a commitment, a slavos, a brem. I think that's the second pasuk. Yor Hashem ponav elecha v'chunecha. When a person has the bracha of chen, chen, charm, graciousness. That chen brings about a desire to do more, to want more. When you have chen, people want to learn from you. When you have chen, you want to do better. It all comes from vichuneka. That chen is what will make you accomplish more for yourself as well as others. Chen, I believe, removes the sipuk in ruchnius. And finally, the last one, Yisa Hashem ponav elecha v'yosein lecha shalom. To speak about the bracha of shalom, the kli that's machzik all bracha, the vessel that holds every bracha in the world. As we've said, you could have a steak without a plate, it's not worth very much, a wine without a goblet. And that's why Shemona Esrei ends with Sim Shalom, because all of the brachos need that vessel, and that vessel is called Shalom. And when we repair and have the Shalom, we bring an end to this long galus. The Yosei Mecha Shalom, now that ties into the Shavuos we just celebrated in such an obvious way. Because when we were standing by Kabbalah, so Torah says, Vayichan Shom Yisrael. Vayichan, note how the word Vayichan is similar to the word that we just said, the word Chayim. Vayichan Shom Yisrael, Ishechot Levechot, we were united as one, we reached a level of Shalom, we reached a level of unity unprecedented and unparalleled, and that brought about Kabbalah, Torah. Rabbi Isai, to conclude this year, listen to words from the great Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Yeruchim Olshin Shlita. Rabbi Yeruchim in his Sefer says something so spectacular. Why was this Shalom, this Vayichan, Ishechad Levechad, why was it imperative for Kabbalah Satayra? So on a simple level we explain, because when there is the unity and the togetherness, we know Chazal tell us, Ein Torah Niknas Elo B'Chabura. To really acquire Torah, it has to be done with the chabura. It has to be with that which it says in Pirkei Avos, diktu chaveirim, a closeness, diktu chaveirim, bichabura, that's the way you accept the Torah. You could certainly explain that the reason why there had to be ishechad levechad is because if we have each other, then if I make a mistake, you'll correct me and bring about the emes. If you make a mistake, I'll correct you and bring about the emes. And all of these reasons are true, but Rabbi Yeruchim brings down such a powerful pshat from the Sefer Ber Yosef. Why this level of shalom, of vayichan, of ishechad levechad was the necessary prerequisite to Kabbalah Sotayra. The Sefer Ber Yosef says, you have to wonder and have the following question. How was it that all of us were able to stand at Har Sinai? We were there, you were there, our neshamas, we were all there. How were we able to stand at Har Sinai and hear the words directly, Divrei Elokim Chayim, from Hashem, the living God? Now it's true we heard the first two and the rest we heard from Moshe Rabbeinu, that is true. But in general, how was it possible to stand at Har Sinai and hear these words from Hashem? You have to understand, he says, that even to get a much, much, much smaller nevuah required hachana gedayla umeruba, incredible, incredible preparation, both in quantity and quality, to get to madrigos ramos, to exalted levels. All of that was needed just for a nevuah katana. So how then did all of us, stand at Har Sinai and have the ability to hear directly Divrei Elokim Chayim, every one of us, all of our neshamas, when even a much, 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 much smaller nevuah katana needed in quantity and quality, incredible preparation, achonei gedayus from Adregas Ramos, and here we were all able to do it. How? The Ber Yosef explains so beautifully. Because we achieved the level of Shalom, the level of Ayichan Sham, that level unprecedented of Ishechad Levechad, all of the Neshamos came together and became one Neshama. And then when Rabbi Yeruchim explains the Sefer, he says that means through our Achdus, we all became one neshama. You're right. No neshama individually, yachid, 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 had the ability to hear directly Divrei Elokim Chayim. But when we all came together, when there was the achdus of Ishechon, Levechon, and the Shalom, when that level was achieved, Nasim kineshama achas gedoy laugvaya. We all became one neshama. And that neshama gavaya, that neshama was able to hear directly from Divrei Elokim Chayim. Wow, is that a pshat. And that's why Ishechon Levechon was the necessary prerequisite to Kabbalah Satayra, because otherwise, as Yechidim, how could we possibly hear directly Divrei Elokim Chayim? But as Rabbi Yerucham says, and the Sefer Ber Yosef says, when all of the Neshamas come together, Kol Echad Ve'Echad Nis'alu L'Madregas Neshama Givaya V'Rama, all of the Neshamas come together and creates one Neshama Gavaya. That Neshama, Achas Gedaylu Gavaya, that was able, Ki'ishachad V'Levachad, to hear Divrei Elokim Chayim. I hope Be'ezras Hashem, as we read Parshas Nasai, and we will hear the words of Birchas Chayim, and may we be Zaycha, Yivarecha Hashem V'Yishmerecha. Don't rob from yourself. Remember, as we said on the Mechilta, to do what we can, to be honest with ourselves in a mirror, and remove the Suma and Elaine and Chiger and Tippish from within. May we merit the bracha Yor Hashem Pono V'lecha V'chunecha, because when we have charm and graciousness, it's a way that the zeal and enthusiasm then becomes contagious for ourselves and others. And there's no sipuk and being satiated in ruchnius. And may we certainly merit the bracha Yisa Hashem Pono V'lecha V'yasem Lecha Shalom. Because when we achieve that level of shalom, of ayichan shalom, of ishechon levechon, all of us together, we become that nefesh gavaya urama, that one exalted neshama. And that neshama is what stood at Har Sinai and heard from Divrei Elokim Chayim. May we be zeicha to earn and always to be the recipients of Birchas Kayanim.